WorldCom's troubles are among the mounting scandals that sent President Bush to Wall Street this week to talk about integrity in accounting and business. And the president's demand for stronger ethics among corporate executives has revived a number of questions about his own business career, including his sale of stock as an outside director of an oil company called Harkin Energy. James Doty was George W. Bush's lawyer in the late 1980s when he purchased an interest in the Texas Rangers baseball team. It was later, in June 1990, that Bush sold nearly $850,000 in Harkin stock to pay off loans he had incurred to buy the Rangers. By the time the Securities and Exchange Commission conducted an inquiry into possible insider trading by Bush in the sale of his Harkin stock, James Doty was the SEC's general counsel. Doty recused himself from the SEC investigation, and the agency ultimately took no action in the case. Neither did it exonerate George W. Bush. James Doty joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Critics have pointed to your legal work for George W. Bush and your subsequent post at the SEC as a sign that there might have been favoritism in the agency's investigation. Was there?
No. This was an investigation that was handled regular way by highly professional staff members. It's relevant here, Bob, that the Democratic majority in Congress had Democratic chairmen on both oversight committees, and the SEC was subject to very careful oversight then, as it is now and properly should be, by a Democratic Congress. And I can assure you the SEC and its staff does not say never mind when they find a case of insider trading just because the individual is a prominent person or is well connected.
So George W. Bush met the letter of the law.
He met not only the letter but the spirit of the law. George W. Bush consulted with counsel not once but twice, both Harkin's counsel and a very good local independent counsel, before he made his sale. People trading on material non-public information don't consult counsel because they don't want to be quizzed about what they know and how they came to know it. They don't want to have to explain what they're doing, and they're afraid of getting the wrong answer. The fact that George W. Bush asked lawyers first shows that he is a compliant person. He was determined to conform not merely to the letter but the spirit of the law, and he did it.
We're told that it's routine that these notices of stock sales are filed late. But in one case, 34 weeks late for George W. That's nearly three quarters.
Well, first he filed a Form 144 announcing his intention to sell before he made the sale. At that time, there were a lot of delinquencies in these filings, and the SEC was just beginning to focus on it. It's less common now because the SEC has accelerated the time allowed for the filing. But many, many independent directors in corporate America were late in filing those forms. They were confused about their obligations. The point here is that, again, George W. Bush never made any secret of the fact that he was selling the stock and receiving the proceeds. People trading on material non-public information use foreign bank accounts, our experience tells us. They use nominee entities. None of that is present here. This was a very public act by a very public man who had consulted his lawyers before he did it.
Well, one thing that still is secret is who bought the Harkin stock. Any idea?
I don't know. We did not advise Mr. Bush in that sale, and I'm not aware of who were the purchasers. I will say this, though. You say that the SEC did not exonerate Mr. Bush. That is a campaign line from his unsuccessful opponent in his first campaign for governor. She had no more basis for making that statement then than anyone has for making it now. And in fact, the SEC looking at this, taking a careful look at it, and then deciding not to go forward and issuing a 5310 letter, as we say, in which they tell him they have no more questions, go in peace, that is in fact what happened here.
But isn't it also in that letter that it specifically says that it should not be taken as exoneration?
No, actually it simply says that the agency reserves the right to reopen the file if subsequent facts come to their attention that indicate that they should.
Let me find it. It says, must in no way be construed as indicating that the party has been exonerated.
I think the release prohibits, adopting the letter prohibits people representing it as exoneration. But the facts of the matter are that the SEC, after looking at many cases like this, issuing that letter, has had 10 years to reopen that file and has not done so.
Mr. Doty, thank you. James Doty is senior partner of the Baker and Botts law firm here in Washington. He was general counsel for the Securities and Exchange Commission from 1990 to 1992.